What the games people play now, every night and every day now, never meaning what they say now, never saying what they mean.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, October 29th, 2020. Once again, it's time for our new Thursday feature, Away with Words, or Why We Say What We Say When We Say It. This week, we'll look into the origin of some expressions related to sports and games. Let's begin with knuckle down, an expression meaning to apply oneself to a task with extraordinary effort and diligence. Knuckle down has its origins in the game of marbles. A shooting marble, known as a taw, is held with a crooked index finger and flicked toward its target by the thumb. It is an essential rule of the game that the knuckle of the index finger must be placed down on the ground before taking the shot. The knuckle must also be placed in the exact position where the player's previous marble ended. A player attempting to gain some kind of advantage by breaking this rule will be admonished and told to knuckle down. A variation of this expression is buckle down, which has essentially the same meaning. In America, buckle down appeared in the Atlantic Monthly as early as 1865, but it is probably derived from the much older British expression buckle to, known as far back as the 17th century, and derived from readying one's fighting gear for battle. Well, assuming that you've knuckled down or buckled down, one would expect that you would conduct yourself in an exemplary manner and operate entirely above board, a gaming term derived from card playing. In bygone days, a table was known as a board, as in sideboard or festive board. If a card player dropped his hands below the table, he could be accused of cheating by swapping the cards he was dealt for other cards he had concealed somewhere, especially up his sleeve. To avoid any such suspicion, it was essential that all of the players keep their hands above the table at all times. Thus, if all the players were above board, no one could be accused of any wrongdoing. Sometimes, despite our best efforts to knuckle down and operate above board, we might find ourselves distracted by a frustrating effort to attain an impossible goal, otherwise known as a wild goose chase. This expression originated in horse racing in England in the 16th century. In its earliest form, the sport of kings was very different from what we're used to today. The race began with a lead horse being set off in any direction its rider might choose. The other riders were then sent out in regular intervals in hot pursuit. Because many of these competitors had no idea which way the lead horse had gone, they set off in different directions like a flock of wild geese in search of their leader. William Shakespeare popularized the expression in 1597 in his play Romeo and Juliet. Next time, we'll take our investigation to the kitchen and savor some popular expressions derived from the tasty world of culinary delights. Until then, I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for October 29th, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.